JP, 642.
But Dad, it doesn't make any sense. My boyfriend's got his own hotel room. Why do we want to have four people in this room when he's all in there by himself, Daddy?
Well, that hasn't come up yet.
Daddy, it doesn't make any sense, Daddy. Can we just talk about you being...
He's getting a separate room and that is it.
Dad.
Separate.
Roger, it doesn't make any sense, Roger. She's a grown daughter.
You think that's how it's going to go?
She's a grown woman, Roger.
She is?
Just let her go.
She's out of college. She's an adult.
Just let her go, bro.
Nope.
So what if it's in the room right next door to yours?
Nope. It's horrible.
And all you hear is...
Stop it! 102.3 WBAB. Long Island's everyone rock
station. What are you
Roger
worried about?
JP.
It's human nature, bro.
It's 647, sunny and 86 today. It's going to be really nice. So this coming weekend, my brother's getting married.
Right.
And we are all going, the four of us, me, my wife, and two daughters.
Here's what I don't get.
And my oldest daughter's boyfriend is coming as well.
Right. And here's what I don't get.
Mm-hmm.
Last week, I guess we spoke for a while. We were talking about, you know, your daughter, Kelly, and the student loans and... You know, now she's got to be responsible for the car
orderlies
and all this other stuff. Why?
Yeah, I mean, she'll get in a car payment.
So why aren't you just making it, if she wants her boyfriend at this wedding, why aren't you just having her flip the bill for the boyfriend to stay at the hotel?
Well, it's a family thing. I don't know. I just felt like it was, he shouldn't pay. And, you know, she's staying in our room, obviously. She's not staying in his room.
Right.
So we would take care of it. No, we wouldn't, you know, we wouldn't charge her to have him come to the wedding. That's not right either.
But Dad, why should I stay in here? It's so crowded. I'll just stay in
the wedding. Oh, yeah, that's the conversation's not even happening.
What's this kid's name?
It's so crowded.
What's this kid's name?
Ryan. He's a good kid.
Well, here's what's going to happen. Kelly's going to talk to Susan, to your wife, Susan, and just be like, listen. And Susan's going to be like, Kelly, I got this. I'll talk to Daddy.
No.
I will talk to Daddy. You just sleep over.
That's not going to happen.
Or you put the two girls in that room.
No.
Why not?
That's not going to happen either.
But why not? What's going to happen with the sister in the room?
He is going to have a solo room.
I'll tell you what's going to happen with the sister in the room. The stuff fantasies are made of.
Oh, stop it. This is ridiculous.
That's what will happen with
It's a very simple conversation.
He'll be on the phone.
Family's going to a wedding.
He'll be in the bathroom.
The boyfriend's
texting.
Area gets a separate room.
He'll be in the bathroom texting his friends. You're not going to believe this. I got the sister too. I got the sister too.
That has never happened. Really, Brett?
Just like a scene right out of Brazzers.
Right.
Ted?
They'll drop a little Molly at the Comfort Suites before they... Comfort, where you staying? The La Quinta? Where you staying?
Oh, I don't know. Some Courtyard Marriott thing.
Yeah.
Marriott. That's what we're going to
drop a little Molly before we got to go into this wedding. Two sisters, one guy, one room.
Not even close.
Why not? Honestly.
Me and my family in one room.
Right, yeah,
and
but
him
why?
In the other room by himself.
But what would happen if the two girls stayed in there? What
I
are you afraid of?
I do not want any combination of Kelly in that room ever.
I don't care
who's in there.
For lack of a better phrase here, and I apologize in advance.
Don't even come up with...
If you throw Courtney in the room the automatic C block.
Oh, that's horrible. That's really horrible.
She is, though. What's going to happen?
I'm not putting my daughter and her boyfriend in the same hotel room.
But if you got the other
under
daughter,
my watch.
If you got the other
it
daughter in there, nothing's going to happen.
Never happening.
Nothing's going to happen. Other than working the camera, nothing's going to happen.
It could be such a...
That's hot.
How much are you in for this wedding? Besides the heartbreak, how much are you in for this wedding for?
That was just horrible.
Why?
I'm never bringing up anything ever again.
But what's the matter? I speak the truth. Nothing's going to happen if the other daughter stays in, and this way you have room for you and Susan.
No.
Why not?
We're all staying in one room. He is not having anybody in his room.
Why not?
That involves my daughter who goes out with him.
Boring.
Nobody. What do you mean boring?
Right.
Oh, like you had daughters, you'd put her in a room with her boyfriend.
Listen, you got the other daughter in there.
Don't care. No.
No.
No. No. And no. 651.
Courtney would just be like a big dumb. She'd be like a big dumb lineman. She'd just block everything out of there. Don't worry about it. She'd block everything in the way.
You're big and dumb.
No, I'm not.
There's no way that's ever happening.
I'm svelte and smart.
651. And you're a dick too. Like a scene out of Brazzers. Due to traffic or something.
Like a really good scene out of Brazzers.
6:55, Roger and JP, 102.3 WBAB. My brother's wedding is coming up Friday up in Connecticut, and all four of us are going. The whole family's going. And my oldest daughter's boyfriend, who will have a separate room.
Mm.
Some people here seem to imagine it will be anything different than he will be in a separate room. And the four.
And I, all I said was, if
again
you
with
put,
the music?
It, all I said was, if you put the two girls in the room,
mm-hmm. no.
both daughters
no,
in the
it's
room.
A terrible idea.
It's not a terrible idea.
Of course
nothing's
going to
happen. I told you, Courtney becomes the
so
C block, and you're fine.
They're not going in there. They're not going in the room.
Yeah, but then you can have there's privacy no with your wife.
I don't care about it right then. I'd rather have my daughters in my room on lockdown.
We care.
Good morning.
We want to know what goes on.
Okay. Good morning, B.A.B. What?
All I got to say is you got to watch out because the trickery is going to come into effect. One of them is not going to feel well during the wedding.
right. And not to mention, make no mistake about it. Susan will work against you.
She will not.
When it comes to the girls.
No.
Watch.
No.
I'll talk to daddy.
Watch. The boyfriend's going to have stomach problems. You're not going to want to deal with that.
Remember when you started finding thongs in the laundry?
Well, that was a long time.
Your wife ran cover for the girls. That's what happened.
That's right.
The same thing's going to happen now.
She's not running cover for this situation. Never
happened. Yes, she will.
Nope.
Yes, she will.
Goodbye.
Right. She's going to be like, I was 21 once. I remember what I liked when I was 21.
Goodbye.
You're doomed.
No, that ain't happening.
But, Mom, you remember how much you love being handcuffed to a hotel room bedpost? I just want the same thing.
I hope you die in a fiery crash.
No, you don't. Ted does, you know.
657. Oh, yeah.
How much you in for this wedding? Because I know that's probably hurting you more than the prospect of your daughter possibly sleeping with a boyfriend.
I'm in for a grand already. Between the hotel rooms, the bachelor party, I am, oh, my God.
If you can have that $1,000 back, but you know your daughter's sleeping with a boyfriend, what would you go with?
What? I'm not, what? No, I can't even think of this. B, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP, 701. My brother's getting married.
Listen, you know what we do.
This weekend, and we're going to have separate rooms. Boyfriend in one room, and then my two daughters and my wife and me in the other room.
You know what we do for a living.
Daughter's boyfriend will not be having anybody else in his room.
It's your fault that you mentioned this stuff.
Just to be clear.
You can't get mad at us.
Well, listen, it's a common, simple situation. You're a father.
Dude, when you
you're not
going to
let your daughter's boyfriend sleep in a room with her when she's 21 at a wedding. You're not going to do it.
When you send the email telling everybody how great your Father's Day was and my daughters made me pancakes and then I had food by the hammock by the pool.
It was great. It was a great day.
You cannot expect us to want you to be miserable. This is one of those moments.
Ted had a great day with his son in the park. You're not wishing him to be miserable.
No. But he's
had a great day.
He also wants you to be miserable. See the smiles?
Yeah. Well, these guys seem to think that for some reason both of my daughters should be in the other hotel room with the boyfriend or let the other. I don't understand why you guys would even suggest that anybody could go. He's to be separate, and that's the way it is.
Dear Penthouse Forum.
Good morning.
You're not going to believe what happened to me.
Oh, boy. Good morning, B.A.B. Go ahead.
Okay, so when I was like 17, I went to Cancun with my girlfriend and her family.
Oh, no.
So she had a younger sister who was about a year younger than us, 16.
Right.
And then they had a younger brother who was like 6. The younger brother and the parents stayed in one room. I stayed with my girlfriend and my girlfriend's younger sister, and there were twin beds in the room. So the parents said, okay, Danny, you get the one bed, and then your girlfriend and her sister will sleep in the other bed.
How dumb are they?
Every single night, I slept with my girlfriend, and we hooked up with the sister in the room. So it's totally a bad idea to put the boyfriend in the room.
No, it's not.
I know that.
You're breaking up. Yeah, don't listen to
I
him.
Love that guy.
That guy don't know what
good
he's
story.
About. You don't know what he's talking
about. It's 102.3 about. WBAB.
It'll be fine.
Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP. WBAB, Roger and JP, 706. Sunny and 86 today. So I'm glad you guys are having fun at my expense. But this weekend's wedding, yes, it's already been expensive for me. It's just how it is. Good morning, Joe, who went with us to Vegas. What's going on, bud?
Morning, guys. Hey, Roger, you know what it is? They're just so unhappy of your perfect world, and they see a little kink in the armor. They got to check it.
Absolutely 100%.
There's no kink in the armor.
You are absolutely 100% correct. The only other thing that's making me happy is his $500 tree job turned into $1,500.
Yeah, right. There's an extra grand there. This wedding cost me a grand so far before the gift.
You're in for the, how much are you in for the gift?
$1,000 before the gift.
What do you got to give the gift, though?
I don't know. There's four of us plus the boyfriend. Five plates. But it's not an expensive wedding. But still, what do I get? I think I got to give $500.
You're giving $500 for five people?
He's my brother.
$500 for five people?
I wish I could give less.
$500 for five people?
Yes.
He's so cheap. Jesus Christ.
Dude, you it's like a $40 plate wedding. It's not like here.
You can't give $500 for five people. I'm going to tell you why.
Oh,
stop screaming and
what
calm down.
What am I supposed to give?
You are the successful one.
Uh-huh.
If you give
I'm going broke.
If you give $500 for five people,
right.
They are going to talk about you.
Joe, what should I give?
You got to do at least $1.50 a person.
$7.50?
At least $1.50 a person.
You kidding me?
Again, more joy.
Oh, my God.
More joy, because I know he's already $1,000 in. This is $750. $1,500 for the tree job. Dead rat in the pool. My day is coming along.
We get one thing.
All right.
All the money he's saving by not paying his student loans. He should give $1,000 now.
Yeah.
Oh, Joe, listen, hang up already.
This Monday is starting to gain some I'm starting to get some traction.
Really great that you called. Yeah, thanks.
Good week.
Horrible.
What are you giggling at?
I'm just thinking of Monica's uncle for our wedding, what he gave us for four.
How many?
For the wedding. Gave us $1,000.
Oh,
and he doesn't even like us.
And he's nowhere near as wealthy as Raj.
Right.
Oh, come on.
Does he have a pet dragon?
Nope. That's
no pet dragon.
Not wealthy.
No mansion with a moat.
Oh. I thought it was going to go away at 500. Oh, no. Hotel rooms, tux. Bachelor party cost me a couple hundred at least. Yeah, no sympathy here, huh?
No. Right. Sympathy.
Right, maybe we'll give him 600. 120 each. That's good. It's 709. Sunny and 86 today.
Oh, there's so many jokes.
Here's that.
LIE and